Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast, Are You a Nerd? I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in the new edition. But I'm going to tell you folks that because you're the motherfucking homies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here for a fun bonus episode right on the Patreon.
Hey there.
My co-host is coming at you from across the table. He's in the hot seat this week. We're going to be doing some sci-fi trivia with old
Tribia?
Kipperino.
Hey, gang. How are you? Thanks for tuning in.
The oldest 8-year-old in elementary school.
I have my third snack time. What's up, gang? Shout out to the motherfucking homies, dog. Goddamn homies. Talk about road dogs. The fucking, you changed our goddamn lives. We love you. We're glad you appreciate the content we're putting out.
Mm-hmm. Having a nice shout out to my Padawan learner.
I'm going to hate this.
Lord of the Sith.
Travis hit me. I'm going to hate this a lot.
Give it up for Mr. Live Long and Prosper, Tebow McMuffin, Toby McMullen, everybody.
How we doing, boys?
Yeah, there he is.
Let's go.
You know what that is, dog? What's up, pussy?
Yeah, that's what I do to your mom's pussy and asshole.
Hey.
Call it the Spock. How you doing?
That looks like it hurts.
Let's go.
So what we're doing today, gang, we're going to have a little fun.
We're flipping the script.
Well, Kippy had a little bit of a strange childhood.
I don't know why you keep saying that. This is insane.
Bit of a latchkey kid.
The fact that I don't like Star Wars.
You got left at school a lot. Let's get
it. It was once, and then I was in an after school program.
It wasn't a tender household.
Yeah.
You grew up quick out there on the streets.
Yeah.
Shaking that ass. Kippy's not
I was forced to do what I had to do to get by. Sure, I needed nuggies.
Did I work at 8? Sure. Kippy's not a big sci-fi guy. He makes fun of me all the time because I like Star Wars.
I don't. It's
and
not
I
make
play
fun
with
of
action
you.
Figures.
No, it's not make fun of
at the tender
you.
Age of 48.
It's more genuinely, we just have such different brains when it comes to this that I can't ever put myself in a position where I'd be like, that is fun as a 48-year-old. I get people do it. I understand that you do it. I can't say I respect it, but I understand that you do it. And the more time I spend with you, I don't know. I just, yeah, the fantasy's still at 50. I mean, don't ever change, big man. But.
So you didn't watch a lot of sci-fi when you were a kid. And I don't know everything. Like, I would say Toby's probably, I know a lot about Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm King Nerd of Dork Mountain.
Yeah, with the Gordon or whoever it was, Trogdor and all that kind of stuff. Probably know some more anime.
Gordon was, of course, the leader of the Power Rangers.
Yes, he was. I don't know Power Rangers that much. I was already doing drugs at that time.
Me too, man. Okay, who needs a putty when you got heaters?
But we're going to test Kippy's knowledge of science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to add? Can I ask you?
I don't appreciate
Zordon, by the way.
Yeah, I know it wasn't Gordon. It's the fisherman.
Throwing tartar sauce at you. What science fiction movies have you seen?
I've seen probably I'm sure I've seen Star Wars. I went and saw, what was the reboot? When it probably in like
Schindler's
late,
List?
The late 90s or whatever, or early 2000s. It had to be late 90s.
Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
I went and saw that in the theaters.
Interesting.
In the Sham. It was like, that was an event. That was before fucking anything. So it was like,
smoking in the theater?
Me and my boys went, and we went to like the late 2000s.
You're sitting there eating a medium rare steak?
You and your fucking loser buddies were all dressed up, waiting in line, fucking you a mile long of virgins as far as the eye could see.
You and Stutsky throwing beers at them.
Yeah, fucking nerf flexing on them. Fucking pussy. Give me your popcorn.
Had you seen the originals before you saw that?
Yes, but probably never like sat down full. Like because I'm like, I was familiar with the characters and, you know, loose.
I've also seen you watch movies. It's 90% Twitter and then something will pique your interest.
No, I mean, for like a movie I've seen, sure. But like, my dad didn't like that shit. No fucking way. Or, you know, he wasn't showing up to the job site on Monday being like, hey, you know, fucking Asking the crane operator if he saw fucking Mind of the Jedi or whatever.
Mind of the Jedi. Okay, all right. All right. Okay, let's
fucking dork shit.
Let's
dude.
Start there because I'm a big Star Wars guy.
So let me say, let me get this out a little bit. I'm sure I've never. I knew that wasn't it.
A few good Jedi.
You can't handle the Force. That deserved better. If we're being honest with you,
Beverly Hills Jedi.
He just did that.
He just put on Beverly Hills Cop 2 right before we were recording.
To watch like a scene about the license plate in the opening credits.
Nerd. I wanted to show you.
Yeah, I don't care, okay? I got boobs on my phone. You think I give a fuck about a license plate or fucking Star Wars?
I only said that thing about Twitter because we were in some Airbnb, and I put on some movie that I wanted you to watch, and I looked over, and I felt like a jilted girlfriend. I was
it's not Twitter, and it's not Instagram. He's a TikTok
No,
guy.
No. Not, yeah, no, dude, that's you.
I don't have TikTok.
No, I'm saying I won't watch a video if I'm on loud, which then I won't watch a video. I won't watch a video if I'm sitting there with a group of people, unlike some rude people I associate with.
I'm not allowed
to act like you're not even in the fucking room.
Also, calling the audio on loud is very trashy.
It's on loud. About to smoke some loud. Maybe I'll like these stupid fucking movies of yours if I'm lifted.
I'm not allowed to do social media in the bedroom anymore.
Dude, you shouldn't be allowed to do it anywhere. It's rude. It's
cutting into the romance. I guess the teddy bears and fucking X-Wings are really damaging it up too.
Hold on, but let me say, I remember at the time, I mean, Jesus Christ, you're going back 20, what? What year did the Empire, what was it, Empire Strikes or the?
Phantom Menace, I believe it was 99.
That makes sense. You're going back 25 years, call it, ballpark.
99.
Yeah, so say 25 years. At that time, I was very familiar with the plot of the world. I don't remember it, you know.
Sure. Okay.
At the time, I was familiar.
All right. Let's get into it a little bit. Toby, mm-hmm. You have your questions? Are you prepared?
Is this all Star Wars?
No, it's all
just
Star
geek
Wars
shit
heavy.
All around.
Toby might have some more geek shit.
I have some more general sci-fi type shit.
Oh, cool.
It is.
Not.
What is the preferred weapon of a Jedi Knight?
The lightsaber.
Okay.
Very good. What's the magical power in the Star Wars universe known as?
The Force?
There you go.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship?
The Millennium Falcon.
Hey! Whoa, all right.
Most of this is because I mean, listen, these are softballs. If we're being honest,
I'm trying to pepper you in a little bit.
Yeah, we're taking it easy. What's Han Solo's co-pilot's name?
Is this the bear? Is this the dog?
Dominique Wilkins.
The mailman, Carl Malone.
I kind of wish it was. That would have been great.
Is it Chewie?
Full name?
Chewbacca.
Nice. Last name?
Jenkins.
Silverstein.
He married into it.
My wife's Jewish.
Only the good half.
Hey, Vey, the emperor.
A big ass Wookiee with a yarmulke is a good time.
Okay. Also, you gotta, just a lot of this, I wouldn't have known. I understand we're only like three or four questions. These are softballs, but that's because I only know that because of you, the co-pilot. I only know through you.
Really?
I've learned that. I would have never have known that. I learned that.
You make it sound like he's my college friend.
It's that guy you bring around.
I only knew you through Moochie.
I didn't even know Moochie's dead.
Who was Luke's father?
Darth Vader.
And what was his original, what's his real name?
All right, give me a second.
His real name. The
he
real
was in
name?
The,
He's played by Hayden Christensen.
The Bell Atlantic phone commercials.
Was he? Who was?
James Earl Jones. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, that's the actor who played Darth
Vader.
That's
not wrong, so give me not wrong, right?
Nah, you're wrong.
You can't think of his name. His last name was Skywalker. His first name was...
Wait, hold on. Thank you for your question. Great question, by the way.
You start filibustering.
Yeah. I appreciate
the
your
gentle lady from Charlotte.
Can I get some more water over here, please? Yeah, maybe a beer, too, while you're at it. What was the original question? I'm sorry.
What is Darth Vader's real name?
Last name Skywalker.
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I get a planet of origin, please.
Tatooine. I believe.
Indeed.
So his last name was, it's not Vader?
No.
That was to a rebranding.
That was the name he took when he became something.
The Emperor.
No.
His new clothes. okay. His last name's really Skywalker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's Luke's father.
I get that. I figured that was he kept his mom's name or something. That'd be like me taking Sullivan or whatever. Gary? I got nothing.
Anakin. Anakin Skywalker.
Right. Now I know that. I do know that from going to see... He was an asshole on set, I believe.
Really?
I believe so.
He's back now. He's in the newer ones.
Maybe I just didn't like him.
Sure. I didn't love him in that role either.
Sure.
To be honest with you.
He was a little kid, right? He was like 8.
No. He was a teenager. The little kid.
That was the movie I seen.
Yeah. That was him as a little kid.
And then did it cut to him with that bad rat tail? Did not like that guy. One of them's got a fucked up cut.
Yeah, that rat tail.
Yeah. What is it, 1980?
Did either of you have a rat tail?
No.
I sure did.
Ugh, bet she did.
Fucking Loserville. Ugh, both these.
Rats, your mom probably had one.
It's a family crest.
All right.
So,
Toby?
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker.
Gotcha. And that, okay.
Can you tell me the general plot of the...
I mean, loosely.
Phantom Menace.
I mean, I think if you break it...
How would you explain it?
This Darth Vader's guy got a real attitude problem, and he wants to take over the solar system.
That's not the plot of that movie, the one you saw.
No. I would say let him see the general plot of Star Wars.
Okay, the general plot.
You're fucking ticky-tacking bulls. We're going to call this shit it's the finals?
You can't,
let him play.
You can't say that. That would be of the original trilogy. What's the plot of those movies?
I thought that's Star Wars.
Yeah, no. But you know, the overarching plot of the whole thing is the same.
And also, it starts there.
It's all different. What do you mean? The universe has been so expanded now. Wait. They go back thousands of years.
See, these two idiots are arguing over it.
That's just the Skywalker timeline.
But that's
the Skywalker
story. Hold on.
That's how they made the money.
Beep. Back it up. If you ask some guy,
what's the plot of Star Wars? He's not going to tell you about the Mandalorian season 2.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I would. Okay.
No, the plot of Star Wars is the original ones.
Okay. So what is that?
Probably stunk.
What is that?
Darth Vader wants to take over the universe, or whatever your world is. What is it? The solar system?
The galaxy.
The galaxy. And a galaxy far, far away.
A long, long time ago.
I could still remember. Bye-bye, Mr. Anakin Sky.
Who did Darth Vader work for? Who is his boss?
The government. That goes deeper than I thought. Elon Musk.
You're not wrong. This is the crazy part. You already said it.
The government. The Empire.
But who was his boss?
He had a boss?
Yeah, he had a boss.
Well, that's the movie. Why aren't we talking about that guy?
You already said it.
The Emperor.
Yes.
Wait, they're different guys. Darth Vader is not the Emperor?
Correct.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's only ever two Sith. There's a master and an apprentice.
Okay.
Darth Vader was the apprentice of the Sith Lord.
Was the Emperor ever in... Is that the guy that floats? I guess that was Darth Vader. I'm thinking of Men in Black, that broad with the big cans.
Who had the big cans?
It was in the second one. She had the fucking wiener fingers that went around. He used to roll with fucking Johnny Knoxville.
Fuck, what's her name?
God damn. Boner alert.
She was married to somebody for a little while.
I don't know.
Ah, fuck. That's going to drive me crazy. Big cans. Okay. Who was Luke Skywalker's sister?
Princess Leia? Or they were banging.
No, they kissed.
Oh, Han Solo was banging her.
He tapped
her. I didn't know those two were different for a long time.
And in the books, they had two kids who both had Jedi powers.
Okay. All right. So let me... Han Solo was Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Who was Luke Skywalker?
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Gotcha.
Wow, you really don't know this. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean... What year did it come out? In the 70s?
Yeah. Sure, but still.
I mean,
I still watched it as a kid.
Yeah, you're 10 years older than me. I'm telling, like, my boys, not, I'm not saying they didn't watch. They obviously
I've asked you this before, but when did you stop watching cartoons and playing with toys?
Playing with toys?
Yeah.
That was young as fuck for me. I was like 11.
Really? That's kind of old. 11? What?
That was a wild guess.
I mean, still buying G.I. Joes.
You're still buying G.I. Joes.
It's different now, though.
I guess 10?
No, it's fucking shittier.
I can't play with them anymore like I used to. My imagination is gone.
Proper, like, toys? Like, what's a toy? Like a G.I. Joe?
Butt plug. Yeah.
Feather on a stick.
You were a wrestling guy. You were like the
wrestling yeah,
figure.
Like that, yeah. Probably, yeah, I guess that was like fifth grade. Maybe we would do that, but like even that was fucking corny. Like someone had the ring and be like, oh, whatever. And it was like, let's.
So like if Pat at like age 12 or 13 came over to your house and you were up in your room and you had your toys all over the floor and you were playing with them, he would what?
Pants me? I don't know. Yeah, we stopped playing with toys young. My whole crew did. This wasn't like a me thing.
Huh.
We were skateboarding. Like the second you were like
100%, 11 skateboarding hit, it was over.
Yeah, I mean we were probably 10 when skateboarding. Yeah,
man, I was doing.
So
I was
like fourth grade.
Yeah, I was and riding then by middle school. You guys were just playing Russian roulette.
I was riding bikes and playing sports all day, but then when I went home, I'd play with my toys.
Yeah, I think that's a little weird.
Do you remember the officer's name who arrested your development?
Patty Foley. Talk about playing defense, that broad.
Is that what it is? That arrested development?
Yeah. You stopped growing up.
She all right. That motherfucker's badge number.
I am not on trial here.
See if we can get an average age of kids, and also air out in the comments, an average age of when kids stop playing with toys.
And if you still collect, not I mean collect, they keep them in the box because that's weird.
That's
I mean,
that's actually collecting.
Yeah, I respect that more.
Because that's about
an investment,
about
like,
money.
That's
and
an adult
the,
thing.
Yeah,
Micro Galaxy Squadron that are out now. It's all Star Wars ships. I got five of the low altitude assault things. Dude, I got two Y-Wings, I have a U-Wing, a couple of things from the Galactic Empire, from the old ones.
Now, if you, genuine question, right? Genuine question.
Yeah.
You're out, it's you and your lady.
Uh-huh.
You're out with her and her sister, a cousin, a friend, say a friend from work, and her husband.
Yeah.
At what point would you bring that up in conversation?
I wouldn't.
So you're aware that it's
I wouldn't
not
want to embarrass her. I might as well say we're not banging.
But like, well, you know what? Do it like I understand that you love them, and I'm not taking that away from you. I'm just saying, like, can you see another perspective that, like,
I mean, I think it's well documented on this program. I am not a real man.
No, yeah, I'm just asking. Like, what point would you?
I got the wiener and everything like that.
I used to. She went inside on me. She's inverted. Yeah. Okay. What do you got for average age of stop playing with toys?
Alrighty. 26% of parents.
I thought you were going to say 26. I was like, God damn, I stopped early.
Out here cleaning up.
26% of parents of 9-year-olds say their children play with toys every day compared to 65% of parents with 3-year-olds. However, some say that there's no specific age limit for outgrowing toys and that play is a healthy That play is a healthy part of development for children and teenagers and is weird as shit if you're 50.
Did your guys
flying low altitude plane.
Did your guys' parents make you stop playing with toys at a certain point? Were they like, we're not buying you that. You're too old for that. You can't do that.
No, I lost interest and found out there were tits on the TV.
Yeah. I like tits too.
You're a weird guy. No one's hating. We're just all trying. Yeah. I think the second we started skateboarding, I was also a guy of like, yo, I'd rather be.
I was
a
tough kid, though.
I was
says the guy playing with toys. You clearly fucking were it.
I played football and all that stuff.
You probably cried a lot too. A little X-wing in your fucking jockstrap too. I hate you with my lightsaber in a party.
I keep trying to use the force.
Oh, you just get drugged.
I never really played with toys like that. Anyway,
I had G.I. Joe. I had the G.I. Joe shit as like a young kid.
I had a couple Batman action figures,
race cars. Ooh. But then, like this,
but my thing was that they all sucked.
Yes,
like, shit didn't shoot far enough. They wouldn't actually fly.
Yes,
that's why I like the G.I. Joe.
They prevented my imagination
without question.
It wasn't like you go like, oh, this is so cool. I'm going, this guy fucking sucks.
This guy's thick.
Let me go get a job.
I want to get some money and get some ads.
Talk about a 401k. But honestly, as a kid, I would have much rather just been outside.
Yeah.
I would just be like, let's go fishing. Let's go build a treehouse. Let's go in the woods. Let's just fucking, we're just out. It was never.
Outside.
I never
video
bonded
games.
With the boys. Video games for sure.
Yeah.
But like, I never bonded with the boys over toys ever.
Okay. Who is the original captain of the Starship Enterprise?
Ooh.
God damn it, Foley. My question was going to be, what's the name of the ship in Star Trek?
I would have got that for sure. I mean, that's like a famous.
Which is what?
Enterprise.
Nice.
Rent a car. They pick you up. Enterprise spaceship. They pick you up.
Who was the original captain? Character name.
I'm going to go with this. I'll give you the.
And not timeline wise for you super fans out there. I know that they
stop
made...
acting like you're talking to your people.
Our people are out there too.
I know, but no one's going. Hey, what timeline? They know who they're talking to. They're aware.
There's one guy.
Fuck you.
One of the homies
hates me right now.
One of the homies gave me this glass.
Sure.
It's my favorite thing ever.
It's not what I heard you say out there. Like, I gotta fucking. No, kidding.
What?
Rude.
Trying to be mean because you two are attacking me, and I'm sure the comments will too. That's also a thing because it's in his name, Captain Kirk.
Nice.
That's like also.
That's good.
These things were so big that like
they're in the zeitgeist.
They're in the zeitgeist. They're punchlines on fucking.
All right, we're gonna get to some
SNL
harder ones.
I know. I'm sharing. That's the only reason I don't ever think I've seen an episode of Star Trek.
All right, this is
that
good.
That was never on in the house. That guy with the fucked up forehead is probably my dad.
What was his name?
Oh, Gleep Glow. I got nothing on that.
Who, you don't know who Captain Kirk's best friend's name was?
Captain Antennial? No, I got nothing.
Really?
The black dude with the head?
No, that's from Next Generation.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
That was his chief security officer.
Lieutenant oh, man. Wow. Oh, boy, is my face.
Lieutenant Worf. And he was
Worf?
He was a Klingon. You know about the Klingons?
No.
They grow up fast.
Real
I use dryer sheets.
Real bastards.
Nothing on that.
Kirk's original boy. That's Captain Picard's right-hand man. But it wasn't really his right-hand man.
Who is?
I would say Data was more of his right-hand
then
man.
Then I'm going to let me put a pin
you
in.
You know this one. Played by the famous actor Leonard Nimoy.
Let me put a pin in all this. Spock.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me. This is what I'm realizing now. There's a second generation. Give me some time. I don't know. This is sir, what's the British guy?
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart. This was his. He's the second generation.
Correct.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know nothing about Kirk.
Jean-Luc Picard.
I know nothing about Kirk.
Sure.
I've never seen any of them. I at least they were airing in primetime the second generation when I was growing up.
Saturdays was great.
I got some news for you about that original Star Trek. It sucked shit.
I can imagine.
No, it didn't. That show was great.
Nah,
the movies are all great, too.
The movies are good. All right. What is a gun in Star Wars called?
Hang on a second. And that was hot ass in fucking Next Generation. That broad that could read minds and the doctor, they were both tight as a drum.
Buddy, I didn't need that.
Huh.
I think I needed fucking space vag.
If you're talking about space babes,
dude,
in the Star Trek universe, we're clearly talking about 7 to 9. How you doing?
Yeah,
dude, we're talking about Baywatches running at the same time. Why am I watching these fucking weird people who are completely covered? I got
saving the universe.
I got Pam Anderson's jugs.
Plus, their pussies might be sideways or something.
Dude,
who knows?
Toby's original question. Back to Toby's question.
What is a gun in Star Wars called?
I know this. Vamp for a second. Let me really.
This is fully. This is gonna be our. This is gonna be our transition.
I'm sorry. We'll need an answer in 2 parsecs.
That doesn't actually work. Parsec is a measurement of distance,
it's
not
true.
Time.
It is.
Foley's wiener is 50 parsecs from the floor.
I wish.
that would be
like 10 light years long.
Give me
good luck sucking on that.
Not from the floor. Give me the first letter.
B.
Ooh, that's not what I was thinking.
I was thinking Gap.
It's something that happens to.
Before you give it up, but can I give what I my guess was going to be?
Yeah.
An Aster Blaster. Genuinely.
I mean, it's so close. But
really? A blaster?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just blaster?
Let's get back to this Aster Blaster. Do you know where I can get one done to me?
That's what they called me in college.
In my head is like an asteroid. Like I'm shooting space chunks. Shooting foliage.
Aster Blaster.
Space chunks.
I was thinking asteroid and fucking.
Here comes the Aster Blaster. Right, oh!
What are guns in Star Trek called?
Phasers.
Whoa! Nice, dude. You're better at this than you want to let on.
No, that was a complete guess.
Captain Kirk used to say, beam me up.
Scotty. Again,
Zeitgeist. There you go. Okay.
I never understood it. People would say that all the time.
What's the name of the main evil base in Star Wars?
This is the ship, right? Can you give me that?
It technically was a ship.
Certainly wasn't a moon.
Ooh, good clue. Good clue. Can we get some fucking pizza bites or something in here for this? Some of my acne cream.
The Death Star.
Hey, there he
is. I only know that. I mean, I know that it was slightly Zeitgeist, but you say it all the time. Like fucking Luke Skywalker getting out of the Death Star.
Now, was the Death
Star?
I'll tell
you what, this episode's making me nervous to kiss a girl.
Was the Death Star owned or leased?
0% APR.
Okay. What was the weapon that the Ghostbusters used to catch ghosts? They wore it on their back.
Ooh. Blaster again?
No.
All right. Give me the first letter.
P.
Phaser Blaster. Oh, no, I got it. Proton pack.
Let's go.
There we go.
Let's go.
Tough guy. All right.
This guy walks in both worlds.
Beat me up, Gippy.
Here's one you might know, because it's a little
more. I've been crushing it. What are you talking about?
How many Infinity Stones are there?
What's this have to do with?
And we're really pushing the genres here.
It's from Marvel.
Oh. It's not. I would say it's.
That's sci-fi.
I mean, I guess.
It's gay. No, I'm kidding.
How is that not science fiction?
I think science, that's more, I don't know.
That's just space stuff.
I don't think.
Answer the goddamn question.
I don't think that falls under the classical clarification of binomial nomenclature of science fiction.
It does
fiction.
Involve space, but it's so.
Let's get an actual definition of science fiction.
That is the wrong answer.
Is it more or less than 100?
Less than 10.
I was going to say 8 was my initial guess.
6, but close.
That's a great line from Seinfeld. What number am I thinking of? 7, 6, but close.
I mean, it does technically fall under the...
What is the definition of science fiction?
Yeah.
Fiction based on imagined future scientific or technological advances and major social or environmental changes, frequently portraying space or time travel and life on other planets.
Goddamn good definition.
Also, right, while we're at it, pull up the top 10 sci-fi movies of all time, and we can go over what ones I've seen or haven't seen. Because I did do a little bit of Lord of the Rings, if that classifies.
Nah, okay. They'd be under the fantasy genre.
I have a Lord of the Rings question. Can you name all 3 Lord of the Rings movies? Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings 1, 2, and 3. Is this like the Treasure of the Stone or whatever? Like that? Like I'm looking for that.
Sure.
Here Comes Sunshine.
It's always Lord of the Rings. ... The first one was
Lord of the Rings. Bilbo Baggins presents the Ass Blaster. Dildo Baggins and the Ass Blasters.
I like how it's morphed into Ass Blaster. I hit her with an Ass Blaster and took her out to a Chili's.
Give me the first word. It's like the
Fellowship.
Fellowship of the Rings.
Second one.
First word.
Skippy's
twin.
Skippy's guesses.
No, first word, 2.
Little bro in them.
I said twin. 2. The 2.
Mountaintops.
Close.
Hills.
No.
Eyes. Trees.
9/11.
Those walking trees. irked me.
Love those guys.
Nah, the Ents?
The second that happened, I was like, I went to movie theater as well to see that. Wrap it up.
That's so fun. The preposterous shit in that movie.
I love those guys.
Dragons and such, and then the trees move, and then the kid's like, I'm fucking out.
Bullshit!
I've never seen a dragon. I've seen a tree. It's never moved.
Would those trees move and scare you?
Not scare me. They were just like...
What if one was outside your house?
Sure. No, they were good guys, right? They stopped like the floods or something. They did something.
Yeah, they fucked shit up.
Their voices bothered me. They were like dopey. Like, buddy.
Sounds like orc mischief to me. Yeah.
That's a really good ant.
Thank you. What is your...
I hate
shockingly
that.
Good.
What is your name, loser?
Don't you bend over.
Why don't you show me that ass?
I remember reading the Hobbit. We had to read that in about fifth grade.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
For school.
Oh, your teacher was a pedophile.
What? You're 40. You're 50 playing with
toys. I
never
read the books. I'm not a fucking dork.
It's like a huge piece of literature.
Yeah, I read all the books.
Really?
I played with the fucking figurines, man.
I was
Did you have to
learner.
Read the book?
No, I was stoked.
I know. Yeah, we had to read it. Everybody had to.
That's long as shit. I couldn't read that shit.
I don't think we finished it.
And I never read any comic books. I would just grill my best friend's younger brother to tell me the stories.
But I had
I'm stupid.
I had it bad. They took me to the ER. They diagnosed me with Lord of the Rings fever.
Oh, God.
How you doing?
It's a fairy potion. What was the last Lord of the Rings movie? The Return of the...
Ring.
No.
So close. One letter off.
King.
There yes.
All right.
And it was the Two Towers, which I said Twin Towers by accident.
I thought you were just shoving in 9/11 again.
All right. To get back to sci-fi.
Please.
Tim Allen starred in this.
Santa Claus.
No, good movie.
That's
though.
Up there, though. That's a mythical world.
A popular Star Trek spoof. What's the name of the movie?
You got to know this. This was a great movie. Starred the great Alan Rickman and the beautiful Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, was it Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Justin Long also featured in the film.
Ah, very good. And the guy who played the cameraman in Just Shoot Me.
While you rack your brain, there's a really funny scene in this
Elliot,
movie.
Elliot, he's great.
At the end,
yes.
Where they got it to a PG rating, but there's a bunch of moments where they really badly dub over them swearing. And Tim Allen, straight to the camera, says, fuck. But it's just him being like, crap.
Really?
Patuchy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Spaceballs, but that's Star Wars.
That's Star Wars. Great movie.
You know they're remaking that?
That sucks.
Ugh. What's the Star Trek one?
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, I don't think I ever heard of that.
Oh, you'd love it. It's fun.
Oh, it's a great movie. And you would like it because Tim Allen plays the actor that played a Captain Kirk, but he hates it. He thinks it's all nerd stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty good. There was also one time when, what's his name? Who played Captain Kirk? William Shatner hosted Saturday Night Live where he went to a Star Trek convention and lost it. He's like, what's wrong with you people? Don't you have lives? He's like, you, did you ever kiss a girl? And then he has to come out and say that was evil Captain Kirk.
It's good.
Thanks.
That wouldn't have come across.
What neighborhood did Spider-Man live in?
Again, Tribeca.
Not science fiction.
Right?
Kid was downtown.
Closing
ass.
Where with Astoria?
Queens. I would have said Queens.
Okay.
Man, you got a real hard time. You got a real hard time painting inside the lines sometimes.
Who was Vision banging?
A chick or a dude?
You tell me, cowboy. What's your poison?
I don't want to assume nothing.
Scarlet Witch. All right, that's my last whatchamacallit.
Wait, what's Vision?
Man, that's a hard question.
He's an android.
Not.
He's a robot.
In what?
The Marvel Universe.
He's not just an android, though. Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Because
he's half Ultron, half Jarvis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why didn't you say that from the beginning? I would have known. Half Jarvis? What's he, a fucking legal software? Fuck out of here, dude.
That's what we do our accounting on.
Got a new update in Jarvis. Yeah, I think pepper me with some.
I got you on a mid-90s one.
Okay.
All right. What film from the 90s featured opened with a co-ed showering scene, parentheses, awesome boobage, and the enemies were giant bugs?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No, but the enemies were giant bugs.
Thanks.
Good shit.
I don't know what cut you saw.
Huh. Giant boob. The enemy were bugs.
Yeah, there's some awesome boobs.
Revenge of the Nerds.
No.
But at
boobage. Wait, mid-90s?
Yes, 97.
97 movie. It opens up with titties.
It does. It's like one of the scenes earlier on in the movie. They're all showering
Toxic
together.
Toxic Avenger.
No.
They're all showering together.
Men
in Black?
No, that's PG-13. No tits in that.
Except the second one, she's got cans.
I don't.
I mean, I have no idea.
Starship Troopers.
Ah, very risque.
What's that? Yeah.
You didn't see that? That movie rules.
Starship Troopers. Sorry. Starship Troopers.
Is that like a serious movie about?
It was a serious book. It was written by a guy named Robert Heinlein in the 20s, I believe. He also wrote A Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yeah, it's actually satire. It's like the whole thing is that it's like anti-propaganda. It's hilarious. It's a great movie.
Okay, yeah, no. That to me, I heard Star and I was out.
Sure.
Real Star Trek, Star Wars.
Real good boobage.
Yeah, major boobage, and it's violent as fuck. It's awesome. People get fucked up in that movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you tell me what model Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger was?
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Hyundai Cilantro.
There's one.
I'm just pulling up cues.
Out. But I don't know if that was the cop T-1000.
That was a T-1000. That was the
cop was.
But that's good.
T-100.
Yeah.
T-999.
So close. 101.
One, okay.
And where did he come?
The T-1000 was the term that was. That's like the T-1000. Like that was the term connected to the movie.
Are you talking
knife arms?
Are you talking about liquid metal?
Mm-hmm.
Where did the Terminator come from?
The future.
And who sent
him? That was correct answer.
Correct answer. Who sent him back to kill?
He had to protect John O'Connor.
No, he was sent back
Tom O'Connor.
You Irish.
Tom
idiot.
Collins.
It's just Connor.
Oh, is it? Jimmy O'Toole.
Hey, this fucking tough guy's going to kick my ass.
I'll have a go with you, you fucking wink.
What was the name of the computer program that took over the world in Terminator?
I got this. Give me a second.
I would say it's a program, whatever it was. Maybe.
Yeah.
I know it. This isn't a guess. This is me mind melding. Earthlink.
Wow, that's close.
It's close. I know it's right there.
That's pretty good.
It's really fucking good.
It's Link, right?
No.
It's Earth.
No.
I guess it wasn't that good.
What the fuck? I thought I sniped it. Hold on. I don't. Net. Something net.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Ding.
Yeah. I got this. Net link? No, there's no link. Hold on. Give me a second. I can picture that conversation. Skynet.
Yes, dude.
Let's go. Wow.
And here's the thing about Terminator 2. Is that brings everybody together. Everybody likes Terminator 2.
There was a big summer where we had Terminator 2 on DVD, and we would sit at Pat's house and crush it. And
Dads, kids, moms, everybody loves that shit.
Yeah, we would watch it in his basement. Me, him, my buddy Sig Rome. And we would, at one point, and this is when I knew my boy was like, I don't know if you know. And this is when I realized I genuinely don't care about any of this. Was like, at one point, I think the Terminator's flying a helicopter or the T-1000's flying a helicopter.
Yes.
Who's flying?
T-1000.
The T-1000's flying. And at one point, he's shooting like two. So he's got three hands.
Yeah, because he could do that.
I know.
He
no,
was liquid metal.
I know, but apparently then my buddy looked it up, and I was just like, why do you even fucking care? And he was like, oh, well, there's the fan theory is that that could be pop, because there's no other time when he does anything like that. Like, he can move, but he can't. I don't, whatever it was. And I was just like, dude, let's play Guitar Hero. What are we doing here?
You got any margarine?
Fucking melt some faces. What's good with that Zah? Where's your Ma at?
What do you know about the character Boba Fett?
I know he's there.
Can you point him out?
Did we get rid of him?
No.
He's right there.
Right.
I have no idea. Boba Fett to me sounds like a fat guy, so I confuse him with Jabba the Hutt a lot. Boba Fett?
He worked for Jabba the Hutt time to time.
I would have never, until he was on set, I had no idea what a Boba Fett was. Is it a guy or like a monster?
It's a guy. He's a dude in there.
And his name's Boba Fett.
He's a Mandalorian, theoretically. He's actually a clone.
He's a bounty hunter.
He's a bounty hunter. You know the clone troopers?
Like dog?
You know the clone troopers from the second movie?
I don't think I've ever seen the second
He's an unaltered version of one of them.
How many came out in the 70s?
Three.
Not the 70s.
Or like whatever.
The first one came out in
give me the
77, 79, and 84, I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, that's relatively the 70s. Stop being a stickler. The first run was in the 70s. Give me that.
1977, Star Wars came out?
I believe so.
1979 was Empire Strikes Back?
1977.
Yeah.
Okay, so that first run, I probably only saw parts of the first one.
Boba Fett wasn't introduced as a character until The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Third joint.
Nothing on...
the best of all of them.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know my dad ever even... Like, no, we never...
Yeah, my dad never watched that.
I don't think my brother ever watched it.
My brother watched it.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, it was not a thing in our house at, like, not even the slightest bit.
What about Kurt Russell? Is he banging in your house?
I don't know if him and my mom ever met, but...
So I'm sneaking out the window one
time. Not real. I'm sure my dad, but, like, nothing... Yeah, like, Backdraft was huge. We were just talking about that. But, yeah, not like... we didn't have, like, a shrine.
Could you name the 90s movie where Kurt Russell... is a Marine fighting ancient Egyptian-type dudes on another planet. The movie's named after their mode of traveling through space.
Space Surfers.
No, that sounds good, though. We got to cut that.
Space Surfers and Ass Blasters.
No, I got nothing.
Stargate.
Anything with star and or space, I can't put myself there. So it's like... And I get that that's the fantasy that gets people off and that people enjoy about the movies of the endless possibilities and them in this world and the connection of... I get the thematic connection of, like, the human... Your brain... Like, a guy trying to deal with these issues, the relatively human issues, just on a grander scale of fighting for the universe and all that kind of shit, but it's like... The second I can't do it, I'm fucking... I don't care.
What about Kurt Russell in a big cowboy hat trapped in the Arctic with a bunch of scientists?
I'll dabble in that.
One of the best horror science fiction films of all time.
John Carpenter.
The Thing.
No.
You haven't seen The Thing? Things rules, dude.
What creatures lived in the forest of the moon of Endor?
Would I know the name if I heard it? Or is
I think
this
like
so. A deep cut? Wigwams. Isn't that a thing? What are the little...
Sounds like something you get from swimming in a bad river.
No. What are the widgets? What are the little... Isn't there like a little guy that we were...
Yeah, they're like little Chewbaccas.
Yeah, what are they? Wombats. Is that right?
Nope.
A
wombat is a thing in Star Wars.
Yeah.
A wombat.
It is, but it's not that thing.
That's
no, a wombat's a thing in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Star Wars.
Bullseye and Womp Rats.
No, I don't know what those... Yeah, yeah.
Womp Rats.
Womp Rats.
In Star Wars.
No. Ewoks is what we were looking for.
Are those the big dinosaur machines?
No, they're the little guys, the little bear guys.
What are like the big...
AT-ATs.
Aren't they called AT-ATs or something? I think they're called AT-ATs, no?
That's the big walker guys, yes.
Yeah.
Called an AT-AT.
Okay. Can we get the actual definition, the actual pronunciation? Because I've only heard of them as AT-ATs. And he agreed with that, but you seem pretty staunch on AT-AT.
It goes back and forth. People in the UK call them AT-ATs, and then people over here call them AT-ATs, so it's whatever you want to do, really.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right. I think he just made that up.
I've heard AT-ATs.
No, literally, British dudes call them AT-ATs.
AT-ATs!
British Hello. Star Wars nerds call them AT-ATs?
Why do you do that? Why do you just repeat the question, but all cunty like?
Because he's a cunt, dude. He's got a horrible attitude.
It's like your go-to move. I'm just gonna say it back to you, but
and he
shitting.
Does it with like serious stuff. Like, oh, hey,
shit, I lost my place.
Dog sick. Your dog sick. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? Fucking jerk off.
You got nothing, but you want to stick it to him.
What's the name for my real fat co-host with a bad attitude?
Who built C-3PO?
I'm guessing the other guy. Wait, what one's C-3PO? C-3PO is the boop, 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 the guy, the big guy, the dude.
The gold one, yeah.
Yeah. Who built him?
R2-D2, and he didn't got arms. That'd be pretty tough.
He has little
Maybe
things that
the
come
force.
Out. He has little things
He doesn't have
out.
Arms.
Still shoot hoops, though.
Who built C-3PO?
You've already named. You've already said his name.
Was it Anakin?
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember in the beginning of that movie, he's looking for parts for C-3PO, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember from that whole movie.
Do you know where C-3PO came, I'm sorry, do you know where R2-D2 came from? What his primary function was? He was a droid.
What his function was?
Yeah. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Navigation.
He was a mechanical droid on Luke Skywalker's mother's ship, and he showed a lot of courage, so they started taking him around with him.
Uh-huh. And you resonate with him. So who do you resonate with most in the Star World world?
Fucking Boba Fett, dog. What's up?
Why?
He's a badass.
So that's what resonates with you?
Yeah, that's right.
You're the badass?
I like his costume. And his ship.
Do you think at some point, do you have this?
And Foley's also a bounty hunter.
You have this bounty hunter rogue side in you? Is that what connects with it? I'm genuinely asking.
If I lived in the Star Wars universe, I would be half
killed in seconds.
Can I get some goddamn Nexium around here? Hey, Chief, is there a CVS by?
You got a fridge so I can pop?
In seconds. They'd slice your fat ass in half.
Nuh-uh.
Dude, you're barely making in this universe. We're fucking shooting you full of drugs.
And there's spaceships.
And there's fucking gravity. There's air conditioning. We're doing everything. Modern medicine is keeping you alive.
I would be.
Wait till a womp rat gets
I
you.
I would be a Mandalorian Jedi that wore Mandalorian armor like Boba Fett does, and I'd have a lightsaber.
You can't.
But I wouldn't be.
Did he just make this up completely?
No, there is one. There's a couple of them.
So you'd be like one of million guys?
I thought the whole thing but Mandalorians can't be Jedis.
They can. There was a couple that had the Force.
This is what
But the Jedi and the Mandalorians were kind of sworn enemies for a long time.
I'm saying, this is the problem with this. They've expanded it too much.
I know. There's a lot going on.
This just unsurfaces. The problem that, the genuine, like, issue in me is that, for as big of a, I love you, big of a fat loser slouch you are, you get to fantasize about being this like one in a million fucking, I'm the Mandalorian who can also have a lightsaber, who can also do that. It's like, get your shit together here, big guy.
First of all, no disrespect taken. Just rip my life apart.
I've said worse. But I'm just saying, like,
I would get in shape if I was doing that. Plus, there's no snacks and shit out there. It's all fucking.
I think that's why, but part, I think you live in that world, so you don't have to do anything here. So, like, your mom still does your laundry, and you're like, oh, I'm a man.
My patty hasn't done my laundry in years. What are we talking about?
Not years.
Yeah, years.
You say when you go down there, she does it. Now he's getting defensive. When you've staunchly said, I like when I go home, my mom does my laundry. Stop being a dork. Admit, just keep it. I start coming.
Yeah, that's it. I start licking it up. For those that are listening, I used to use an old Jedi mind trick on him, mm-hmm. where he makes fun of me more.
Shit my pants. Okay. That just hit me. I didn't think of that. I've never lived in that fantasy world where I was someone like I. That doesn't. And I now I understand why people do.
For me, what I
it's
like
an escapism. What I get that.
What I like and why I don't like that there's Mandalorian Jedis is I like the rules. They establish the rules of the world and they play inside those rules.
I like a nice rule.
And when they start breaking them, it really
they break the canon.
Correct,
as they say. Let me tell you why I like it. The story's great, yes. But as a film. Okay, this guy,
not a good guy.
This guy, George Lucas, made these movies. Now, he had all great people making them or working on them.
I completely understand all of that, the feat of all of that.
But here's the thing. It's a great story.
Yeah,
okay?
Because he got it from Dune.
Yeah, didn't he steal the story?
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, it's the Holy Trinity. I mean, if you really
I mean, isn't it like, my understanding is at all, it's like, Shakespeare, or like, I don't know if it's Shakespearean, but it's like,
yeah, but it's
Duke. It's the main thing.
It's Hamlet, it's Macbeth, yeah, it's everything. But
it's Sex in the City.
It's fucking
what
Dune.
Came out first?
Dune.
Yeah. Theoretically. But okay.
What are the overlaps of
not
both?
Not theoretically.
What are the overlaps of both?
The drug of the
see
drug.
See if you can pull up a list.
The drug of choice is called spice in both worlds.
It's all about
they sell that on the boardwalk.
It's all about a guy who's gonna save the universe.
But that's like
through magical powers, and he's been selected as a prophecy.
That's like every story. Jesus. Yeah, that's every story.
But hold on, let me just get this out. So you have that. So it would be cool if it was just a cool story and everything else sucked. It'd be cool if the actors were great and everything else sucked. The actors are great. The story's great. The set design, the ships are so fucking cool.
Like made his bones, making, creating all that
like,
stuff.
Like, that could have went... Like, if you watch, like, the Superman that Zack Snyder made, the way he showed Krypton, it sucks. It's like you could have made that one mistake, and it would have fucking sucked. Like, Boba Fett was an accident. Like, he was kind of an accident creating that character. That
why,
was going
to
be
that
this...
why you relate to him? You were an accident?
No, no. I mean, like, you know, the
Your dad was already fucking... Your mom had her tubes tied and still somehow you pushed your way through.
Hey, everybody.
All right. Fuck! All right. I got you on the things Dune borrowed, or Star Wars borrowed from Dune. They both take place on a desert planet, Tatooine and Arrakis.
Sure.
They both are moisture farmers and dew collectors.
Wow.
They have sand crawlers in Dune and Star Wars.
True.
Sarlacc versus sandworms in Dune.
Sure.
Same exact thing. Spice in Dune and Star Wars.
Right.
The Empire versus the Imperium.
Right.
Whoa.
Princess Leia and Princess Aaliyah.
Yikes. I mean, this guy's a fucking fraud.
Yeah, dude.
No wonder. I'm gonna go home and watch Dune.
The main character, it rules. The main characters are descendants from villains. Star Wars is the Force, and Dune's the voice. Duncan Idaho is Han Solo.
Idaho? That guy stinks. I'm sorry.
Who played Duncan Idaho?
Gary Cleveland.
Oh, probably.
What's his face? Jason Momoa.
No, I meant in the original. It would have been, fuck, what's his goddamn name?
Harvey
He's in Fire Fallout. Steve. Shit!
Now, where...
I can't believe I can't remember his name.
The one sci-fi thing I did like, I don't know if it classifies as a sci-fi. It was a sci-fi as I get.
Randy Babes from Outer Space?
No. Big fan of it, though. Tremors.
Love.
Sure.
Where did that fall?
Kevin Bacon.
And the second one, too, with that guy who's in the second one of everything.
You could, I mean, in the, like, real nerdy sense, that would be under horror, like, creature feature.
See what it, can pull it up, can you pull it up on IMDb and, like, what the, you
what,
know.
What they title it as?
Yeah.
Who was the main character in the original Dune? He's a famous actor.
Oh, yeah, that.
He was also in Twin Peaks.
Yes. I can't remember his
Gary
name.
Gary Shandling.
Oh, fuck, I got to know his name.
I used to be so good at remembering actors' names.
You
got to
look that up for me.
I will.
It'll drive me nuts.
All right, let's...
People are probably screaming it at the TV right now.
Because I saw, when I found Tremors on, like, USA or TNT, they ran that
those
all through the late...
scary.
Man, that was great.
They would get you.
The second one I really like. Kevin Bacon played it a little too up the middle.
Kyle?
American monster comedy horror film.
Okay.
Who's the guy from Dune?
Give me one second.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we got there.
Then look it up.
Ooh, that was close.
I
feel like I did better than I've, you know.
We're not done yet.
I'm just saying, I've had a pretty good showing.
All right, what classic 80s film features the most tits on one broad?
What? Oh, Total Recall.
You're not playing the game.
Man, he can't.
Still was Total Recall, though.
Can't not be a dork.
I mean,
you can't. You just can't not do
it. Three tits. She had three boobs.
Yeah, I put that together.
Hauser.
Uh-huh. Yeah, try to backpedal out of this one.
What'd I do?
You ruined the game. I was trying to play the game.
We're asking him questions.
Sorry. Sorry.
That'd be like if there was a guest in here and Kimmy's like, what's your credit score?
You're like 7-10. Yeah.
Who is the composer for the original Star Wars films?
Ooh.
Very famous.
Yeah, I don't know.
John Williams.
Yeah, maybe. If I had a make up a multiple choice of a hard one.
Which body part did Luke Skywalker lose in the battle in his first battle with Darth Vader?
Foreskin. No,
it was actually foreskin.
Oh, his hand, right?
His right hand.
Yeah, I got that.
You know what apparently happened to that hand? That the Emperor went down and got it and cloned it and made a couple of evil Luke Skywalker.
You know the only reason I know that?
Why?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
He cuts his arm off He cuts his hand off and it falls and there's like a dildo in his hand.
Yeah, not again.
Yeah.
Who is?
That's the only reason I knew that.
I have one for you. Who is Obi-Wan Kenobi?
It's a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds monster. It sounds like, you know, sounds as character-y. Like not of human flesh.
Obi-Wan
doesn't bleed like I bleed. Obi-Wan Kenobi in the movies? Like, is it Samuel L. Jackson?
No, they're...
Or no, I know his name. What? This isn't even trying to be a joke, but Horace Grant, but that's the basketball player. Both big in the 90s.
Called him Chocolate Lightning.
Give me the first letter of...
Samuel L. Jackson's character?
Yeah.
Mace.
That's not the first letter.
Oh, shit, sorry.
You fucking stink. Mace Windu. Someone open a window because you stink.
All right, I think you did pretty good.
Wait, I got
that's
a couple.
That's not bad.
I got a couple more.
Go ahead.
You didn't answer what'd you ask about Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Who is he?
Yeah, who is he?
I'm asking you, dickhead.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was Horace Grant, played by the great Samuel L. Jackson.
He was a Jedi Knight who trained Darth Vader.
Did he have one of the, who did you play him in the movies?
Ewan McGregor.
In the new ones, but in the original.
He had the rat tail, too.
Alec Guinness.
He did have
the rat tail when he was a Padawan. That's how they wore it back then.
You are a Padawan.
Oh, how did it take us this long to get there?
I'm sure I've made that joke over the past 4 years.
What do you got?
All right, this is an alley-oop for you, Kip.
Hit me, Horace. The mailman coming in.
Hit him with the Death Star.
In Men in Black, what does NYPD stand for?
Whoa. It's not what I would believe.
I don't know this.
Is it a trick question?
A little bit.
What does the NYPD stand for? Is it, it's a joke that Tommy Lee Jones makes?
It's a joke that Will Smith makes.
This is just a script joke.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything about space or anything like that.
No.
See, but this I can get behind. It takes place in New York.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
Sure.
I'm like, this is real stuff I could deal with. I've been on the A-train at night. I've seen this shit. Fucking neuralize me, dog.
I've seen a fat guy eating a homeless person.
Foley! Not your, I don't know.
NYPD means I will knock your punk ass down.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. I would slay Men in Black trivia, obviously.
Really?
Pull up four trivia questions.
Okay.
What are they searching for?
In which one?
Men in Black.
The original. Where was the galaxy?
In a far, far away.
No.
No, it was in the keychain. It was in the necklace.
What was the necklace on?
The cat.
Pretty good. That's all I got.
What was the name of the pizza place that Rosario Dawson worked at?
Also
Joe's Pizza.
The thing they were looking for is the galaxy.
Yeah, that's what
I go, said. What's the thing they were looking for? And Foley goes, yeah, where's the galaxy at?
Got him.
Where did...
What shoes is Will Smith wearing? Jordan 4s. No, I have no idea. Where'd he get that windbreaker?
Where, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I crushed it, I feel.
You did.
You did pretty good.
I got two more.
Go ahead.
What's Keanu Reeves' character's name in The Matrix?
Neo.
Also never seen. Also known as?
What?
Never seen.
It's great.
You never saw The Matrix?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, you're a Russian spy.
That's nerd shit, dude. I was also give me the release date of The Matrix.
1999.
Yep.
Give me the actual release date of The Matrix.
August 17th, 1999.
Did you snipe that?
Yeah.
I might be mixing this with the
March 31st. March 31st, 1999.
March 31st, 1999.
Do you know why?
Oh, that was the day Kibby got denied for his first loan.
Well, we can't approve it, sir.
How old were you in 1999? 14.
13,
14. And you didn't go and see The Matrix? That's like me not going to see Pulp Fiction.
No.
Or The Program, starring Stephen Dorff.
What was the question?
What was Keanu Reeves' character's name?
Neo.
Yeah, also known as The One.
Sure.
Who were the... Well,
also known as...
Neapolitan.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Sure. Who, and then, final question, who were the bad guys in The Matrix? Inside of the actual Matrix, not the...
I don't even know what that means. You know what? For the longest time, I got nothing.
Foley.
Agents.
There it is.
Oh, come on. I knew that. There
were
agents.
Dated. Not when the lights were bright and you were in the hot seat.
You were asking for their surname. I didn't know.
Well, I still think you did pretty good, and we got you a little.
I did pretty good.
Would say shockingly good.
Thank you.
We got you a present.
Okay.
For doing so well. Luke!
There he comes. I hear him rustling back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it in, buddy.
Now, this is a
gift. Better be Han Solo's right hand or I'm walking.
Answering all your questions. Bring it in, Lukey.
You're re-gifting? You're fucking re-gifting. This was Luke's present to Foley that he never touched.
And we split that. That is an L-A-A-T. That's a lat.
You are an F-A-D-T. A fan.
That's for you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Could have got out on a high note, but you try to do this fucking gimmick.
Yo, I'm building that. I'm stealing that back,
yeah,
by
you
the way.
Got, Luke is taking this.
Then I want my pizza oven back.
It's my present. I'm giving it to Luke. Luke, you can now have this. Thank you.
Can I come over and play with it once you have it built?
Can I come over and break your couch? Your roommates be cool with that?
You need a new guy. You need a new thing. What? That's a hobby. You need a new thing.
That'll
new
get
ship.
You off the phone.
The Legos don't do that for me. Because they're too...
Can't come that way. That'll make you hard. Let me try an ass blaster.
Gang, we love you to death. May the force be with you. And we'll see you next weekend.